can't just start a party for no good reason.
Well, you know,
because there's
like
two people on the corner. Let's start a party.
Let's start a party.
Yep.
Let's start a party.
Right there. I loved it. I was like, woo! That's what I've been missing.
Twerk fest. Oh, hey. I feel I feel a chair twerk coming on. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. No, I ain't going to rev it up right now.
Don't hurt yourself. I'm not going to rev it up right now. A chair twerk is coming, though.
Okay.
I can feel it all in my backbone. I'm going to feel it in my hips and spine tomorrow, but right now I can feel it all in my backbone.
Okay.
Girl, I want to just bust out. Just bust out.
Go do it.
Just like boom. Just like that. Boom.
Muhammad wants to see you twerk. Curtis, you want to see her twerk?
No, you don't.
Franco, you want to see her twerk? Alberto, that is not a sight that you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Keisha, you want to see her twerk?
No, you don't. No, you don't. Don't anybody, do not feed in to this twerk foolishness.
Tasha,
don't do it. That's my cousin. You know she don't want to see it. She definitely
wants
don't
see
it.
Twerk. She wants
Tasha does
twerk.
Not
she
want
to see
it.
Twerk in
no,
her life.
She does. By the she way, did I mention to you that Tasha happens to be my cousin Dwayne's sister?
Really?
Yes.
What?
Don't do
I
me. Don't do me. So
the one that love me.
The one you love. The one you, so Tasha, my co-host has the biggest crush on your brother Dwayne. Now, the last time she saw him was what, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago at my sister's house for 4th of July. She's been in love ever since. I don't even know what to say. All y'all people over now, what I want to know is why all you people over here ain't watching what's going on over here. I mean, I'm trying to figure that out. But y'all showing mad love.
Address this foolishness.
Which foolishness? I'm all on your camera, everything, talking about all the people. Oh, did you just boot me over?
Now,
yes.
I just happen to be an admirer of nice things. It's nice. That's a fine piece of man meat right there. God dipped it in chocolate too.
Don't speak that way about my cousin. That makes me feel uncomfortable.
Chocolate goodness.
That makes me uncomfortable.
He should be wrapped in silver and called
I cannot hear you.
Hi, Amir. Thank you.
Who that is?
Amir. And then Muhammad said he loved my grill.
Oh, that's so nice.
Sweetheart.
That is very sweet.
Yeah.
Hi, y'all.
I love a man who chocolate. I like a man who...
I love chocolate.
Like bright black. I like him blue black. Like
yes.
Dark. Like dark. Like
dark. Can you get a man made out of chocolate?
Oh. That's interesting.
Melts in your mouth, not in your hands.
She said that I didn't.
Uh-huh. See, look. My cousin Tasha. Yeah, I remember that. That was a few years ago. She's still crushing on him. Yes, Toddy. Yes, Toddy girl.
What?
Yes, Toddy. She is still. I wish I had my ratchet nails on because I'd be all like this in the camera talking about. I know. I'd be all like, okay, well, maybe not. Well, I don't know.
If you tell
yes,
him
you should have him first. To tune in to the show.
Can you
definitely?
Can you tell him for me that I'd like to hold his black gun again? That was nice.
Now let me tell you all.
Yes.
About the
he
gun
let me
incident.
Hold it. Don't listen to her.
Move your hand. Okay, so this is what happened. So, listen, we were at this 4th of July celebration at my sister's house, right? And this one here, so my cousin, he had his firearm. And it was,
yes,
you know, the 4th of July. I don't think I like how you said that. So, he had his firearm, right? So, this is her.
That was not me.
Gun.
That's how I felt, but that's not
Can I shoot your gun? And look, she all up like this.
Can I shoot your gun?
I did.
Can I shoot it? Please. Can I shoot your
gun?
That
is not what happened. Oh, baby, that gun sure is good.
That was not what happened.
That was exactly what happened.
That's not what happened.
That is exactly what happened. That is that, baby, when I tell you.
It makes for fun and laughter, but that is not what happened.
That's what happened. That's what, oh, let me shoot your big black gun. I just, your big black gun is so powerful. I had to listen to this. I had to listen to this for weeks. I'm telling you, weeks.
No, you didn't.
Oh, this big black gun.
No, you didn't.
Let me please.
No, you didn't.
Can you stand behind me and show me how to shoot it? I'm talking about boobies dangling from the top of the ceiling to the bottom of the floor, baby. She done hit him all over his body with them big knockers, baby. He's losing his mind.
You need all to stop that because that bad woman probably thinking right now that I was doing all that and I did not.
Well, first of all, as far as I know, my cousin Dwayne is single.
You're over-exaggerating. Now, I would have liked to done all of that, but that's not what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked to sit my titties on his forehead, but I did not.
He didn't. And it was only Jesus. It was only Jesus that prevented it. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Anyway. But that was, we had fun. That was fun.
Yeah, we did.
That was fun. We had fun.
What are we going to do for Mother's Day? Are we going to barbecue?
Actually, yes, my sister is going to set up some chairs 6 feet apart. And she's barbecuing. So, most definitely. Hey, cousin. Now, see, that's his mama. I bet you won't talk about jiggling your boobies on his head when his mama on the line with you. Diane, cousin, my friend, remember her? Remember her from Beverly's Barbecue? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you. Oh, my God. For your, don't you remember this? Don't you remember this? Wait a minute. Right here. Don't you remember this? Oh, look at my big, let me hold your big black gun.
Now she might have explained that later.
And look, she done put them all up on his shoulder and everything.
I did not.
All up here on the shoulder. All of them, bloop, like Rasputin. Bloop. All up on the shoulder.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
But I'd like to thank your mama for making it. I appreciate it. It was nice looking at
you. Ah! Sure.
Such a blessing to the world. It was such a blessing.
It was a blessing to the world. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need you to keep your hands off.
Yes.
Keep your hands
I never touched that man.
No, you didn't. But
I've
you
never
want
touched
to.
A man.
You want to touch my cousin.
I've never touched him.
But you want to touch
Facebook,
my cousin.
Facebook, I've never touched a man.
But she
not with my boob or nothing
she
else.
She want to touch him.
I ain't never touched
him. She want to touch him with a tiny hand. She want to touch him with a tiny hand.
I think you already had your cocktail. You don't get no cocktail.
I have not had anything. I have not had anything.
Who believes that? Who believes that?
Who you believes see, that? I'm sitting here parched right now, mouth so dry I can spit cotton.
If that was the case, you would be so loquacious.
That's true. But that is, but nevertheless, I probably could hack up a Q-tip or something. Tell me. Don't tell me.
Lies. Lies she tell.
Hi, Varel Harley. Thank you for watching. I'm sorry in advance. I'm just sorry.
For your actions?
No, because you like to put your boobies on my cousin's head.
I did not ever do that, ever.
But if you had gotten a chance, you would have.
Okay, but I didn't.
But you was thinking about it, though.
Okay, but I didn't.
But you was thinking about it, though.
But I didn't.
But you was thinking about it.
I didn't.
But you would if you could.
Okay, I didn't dispute none of that.
No, actually.
But I didn't.
Actually, you didn't dispute
that. No, I did not dispute that.
Not one time.
Not at all. I'm just saying I did.
Oh,
yes.
Well, that cuts that short then.
Yes.
But, oh.
Are you saying he interested? Because if he interested.
Lord.
If he interested.
look,
I use all my one pounders. Anyway.
I just want to remind you guys that at no time has this ever been a family-friendly show, and it probably won't be. Especially, and this is just us. Like, Rip James is not here. G.A. Bars is not here. Captain Jack is not here. Y'all think we're nutty. Wait till we get them back on the air. That's just like, I don't even know.
We're like the mild version.
We are, but we're really not.
Like mild. If you got the wings at Wingstop with a mile, you get with them.
That's the caliente.
Habanera.
Yeah, that's some ghost peppers. Yes. So let me see. You know what? I haven't really paid attention to any of the blogs. Isn't that so unusual for me?
Yeah.
And you know, I can only tell you this. I have been obsessed with TikTok.
Really?
I don't put nothing on it.
Before you go there, I have some good news for you.
What do you have?
They shut down Sissy Chi. On Facebook.
Head of a shot-ta-ta-ta. Coming a Hyundai, going a Honda. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, they shut it down.
Why did they shut it down, pray tell?
I don't know. I don't know.
So for the 1% of you who don't know about the Sis, Is He Cheating website, like I found out about it at the very last minute. But it was a group on Facebook called Sis Is He Sis He's Cheating on You?
Sis Is He Cheating.
Sis Is He Cheating. Now, apparently there were several chapters all over the United States.
That started after the St. Louis chapter started. And then it was
the historian.
So anyway, from what I hear, I'm, you know.
What you hear, girl?
The other one started after the St. Louis chapter started, and then, like, it really got popping with some stuff kicked off in the group, or basically, there was snitches in the group who was telling the dudes that these chicks telling your business out here in the street. So it got kind of something or other, but...
Well, that would tend to be messy, wouldn't it?
So...
That sounds messier than the whole Love and Hip Hop franchise.
So they're no longer... Unless they started another one. They're currently not in business for the moment.
So the whole premise of this Sis Is He Cheating thing was to catch your... If I'm not mistaken, women would go and... post pictures of their significant other or whatever, and to find out if he was cheating. So, which is never a good idea. That ain't never a good idea.
It's but, better than stalking.
What's wrong with stalking?
I don't know. I don't try it.
I mean, you say that as though
I'm not.
Like, as though there's something wrong with stalking.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, actually, there is.
I don't entertain it, so, you know, to each his own. But I do enjoy the roasting and the gags that was in Sis Is He Cheating.
I can imagine it was quite gaggable.
Yes. I've not ever, like, only on extreme cases have I ever actually commented to anything.
Like, what would be an extreme case?
I commented, this guy had on a shirt and it had a teddy bear on the front. And I was like, is that Is that a teddy bear? Yes, sir, dude. Like, you a grown man, dog. Like, I was just like, I'm done with this teddy bear on this grown man shirt. Like, was that like a gift from your daughter or something? It's got to be, because, like, dude, who's wearing this
grown man had a teddy bear on his shirt.
Yes, a teddy bear. I was just like,
I don't want to shame the teddy bear wearers. But I kind of got to think this. If you are wearing a teddy bear anything after a certain age out in public where people can take pictures of you, please let's stop talking about my cousin. That makes me so uncomfortable. Makes my eyeballs sweat. It really
Maybe
does.
Maybe you got the COVID.
I don't think eyeball sweat is one of the COVID symptoms. I'm pretty sure it's not. Right. I'm pretty sure that it is not.
I told you, I'm looking for somebody to spend my time with. I'm gonna be lonely.
You're not lonely.
No, I'm so lonely.
No, you're not. You have me. I mean, I'm your best friend.
I'm gonna hardly.
Oh, I can't help you with that. I'm sorry. I'm not in the strap up crowd.
And I'm not into the strap up crowd.
I can't help you. Not that. I love
yeah,
the strap up.
She could. She could help me. She been hating all these years. She could help me.
What, pray tell?
She could help me. She knows how to help me.
Could I help you?
We're supposed to go to the gun range. And she blocked on that. She's a hater.
I did not block on that.
This one.
I did not block on that. No, I didn't. Well, Miss Charlie's Angels, I'm sorry that you didn't get to go to the gun range. I'm not a hater. I was gonna go. Maybe that was a problem. Maybe you didn't want me.
No, you gave several excuses why we couldn't go. And he asked you, and you even admitted to it. Anyway, she's a hater.
I'm not a hater. I just don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
that.
She don't remember now.
I don't remember.
I remember. Anyway.
I don't think that's an accurate.
That's
memory.
Why I'm lonely. Because she a hater.
You lonely because you're nuts.
That too, but that we're not talking about that right now.
Coming to Hyundai, going to Honda.
Anyhow.
So, what else we got going on?
Not nothing. So you watch Game of Thrones. I watch The Boys on Prime, which is a really good show. If you're into superheroes and
I started watching
sure,
that.
Yeah. That's a really good show.
I just stumbled upon that.
It came out a few months ago.
It did.
And it's in its first season. It's still really good. So
it is good.
It was really good. So I was watching it at home and I haven't really seen any good series. Lock and Key is good on Netflix. Tiger King.
Oh my God.
Carol Baskin. Killed her husband. Whacked him. Tigers are a snacking. Did you know that Nicolas Cage is set to play the Tiger King in the upcoming series?
Oh,
about the Tiger King.
MG. I live for that. Nicolas Cage is crazy looking anyway.
Yeah, he's set to play the Tiger King. They're reopening the Tiger King's case. And they
I
want to
play Carol Baskin.
They're reopening Carol Baskin's case.
I wanna play Carol Baskin in the movie of the week.
Also the guy.
Because I wanna wear the little garland around my head. I think I look cute like that little 50s, 60s flower child. She looks like she smoked quite a bit of pot, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She looked like she
didn't smoke. She didn't smoke so much that she couldn't feed them to them tigers.
No, she did better.
She did better.
Right. She's something else.
She is something else.
Hey!
So we jamming. We over here chilling with a feeling. Hey! You may see me chair twerk. You may definitely get that opportunity. There may be some chair twerking that occurs. I'm really excited about that probable opportunity.
So it is Thursday. This is the normal day. Mm-hmm. Thursday at 6.
Catch us live.
Talking about some of everything.
Usually nothing much.
Me being totally inappropriate and her correcting my behavior.
And vice versa. Yeah, we love being totally inappropriate.
Let me stop sitting like that because it looks like my boobs sitting on my gut. I gotta sit up straight.
So you begged him.
I gotta take that.
Okay, so while she's gone off to be a savage,
I'm doing well.
I want to talk about a couple of things. First of all, I really, really, really do feel like I am well suited to play.
You said you're gonna turn on
the part of Carol Baskin.
I'll be back in about an hour.
I feel it all down in my spirit.
I'll be back in like an hour or so.
I could feed my former spouse to tigers. I could coat him in sardine oil and toss him over to the kitties. I could do that. Mm-hmm. So I think I should play Carol Baskin in the upcoming movie. Yeah, because I want that little cute, you know, because I was on, Snapchat, and those little flower crowns, oh, that I had my Carol Baskin going on. I look so cute. You should have seen it. So who is peeping in on us now? Gosh, why don't you guys say something?
Thank you.
Okay, so I do want to say hi to DJ Alan P. Thank you for checking in from Miami, Florida. God bless you and your entire family as well. Give First Lady Angie a big kiss for me. Want to shout out my amazing checking in with Cookie Cast, GA Bars, Captain Jack Tate, Rip James, and you see, of course, Bailey and I are here, and we're kind of holding the fort down. That's what we got going on now. And we really, really thank you guys for like tuning in and watching and talking, you know, just hanging out while we just sit up here and do like not too much of nothing except just kind of act kind of clownish. That's it.
Shout out to my new boo who don't know he my boo.
Who is your new boo that don't know he that don't. He's... I shudder to think. See, this is what I'm talking about right here. This is the kind of blatant disrespect that I'm talking about right here. Kind of blatant disrespect. Mm-hmm. Scoping on my cousin. My best friend. Scoping on my cousin. Dwayne, I ain't got nothing to do with this, bro.
Did you just say governments?
Cuz.
You gonna go online and say government? Oh my God.
Yeah, he's a public figure.
Oh wow. She gonna just put that out. She gonna put my business out there, y'all.
He's a public figure. He got a website.
She gonna talk about my crush.
Well, everybody has a secret crush.
It ain't a secret no more. You can put it out there.
Well, honey, you put it out there. We put those boobies on his shoulder.
I did not put my boobies on his shoulder. His shoulder brushed them, and I just sat there.
And continue to brush them.
I did not. He never put his hands on me at all, except for when he fired his hot weapon in my hand.
I had to do slow head withdrawal.
Because I don't even know what to say anymore. It's like,
You were there.
I was there. I was absolutely there. And
he's such a sweetheart.
He is a sweetheart. He is. My po' cousin.
Why you a po' cousin?
Because if you ever get a hold of him, that'll be it. It'll be over. I'm sorry.
What? I think he would like me.
I don't know what he like. I guess he might like you. I don't know.
I just like looking.
Well, there's nothing wrong with looking.
I'm just looking.
Nothing wrong with looking. Or brushing your big boobies across somebody's
I've
elbow.
I've never done that. And she can stop saying it. I never did that to that man.
Well, you did it to some man.
But if he say he want it done, you know, I could probably do that. I mean, that's not what I normally do. But, you know, I'm saying if he talking about it, you know.
That is not what you normally do.
That's not what I normally do. But, I mean, if that's what he into, I mean.
If that's what he's into.
Yes, if that's what he into, you know.
Wow. Okay. I get it. That's what it do. Mm-hmm. That is what it do.
She's trying to act like, you know, like she ain't never seen nothing sissing before.
I've seen a lot of sexy before. I've seen so much sexy. Yes, I have.
Anyway, I love ice water. Ice water is delicious. Well, I like water. I like really cold water.
I do too.
Especially when your throat is parched. The water is good. You know, I don't really care.
Lubricate.
This woman was telling me she liked warm water. I was like, really? I will drink warm water, but that's not something that I would like prefer. She actually keeps her water warm.
What kind of freak stuff is that?
I wouldn't do it.
I like ice water with ice in it.
The colder to me, the better.
The colder, better.
I love
everything.
Everything shouldn't be. I like when you had a shaved ice. That's good too.
Oh yeah,
or that Creole mix of Texas Bama
afros, nostrils.
I like hot sauce in my bag, swag.
Ooh, that is an interesting mix, is it not?
My haters.
Ride on alligators.
Did you hear her remix to Savage?
Girl, yes, I did. I gagged.
That's nice.
I gagged. I said, ooh. Yes, I did. She ate that.
You ain't like?
She ate that.
Okay, that's good.
She did. She ate that.
That's what.
All right. Hey. Too bad they can't see us dance on the radio, but I'm not really dancing right now. Yeah, you should see how you
chair
did
dance. Chair dance.
Right. Oh, what?
For my Hispanic friends, I don't speak Spanish. Or any of those other languages you guys be sending me in my DM. On my inbox, and thank all of you for who send me the scriptures every day.
You got some fans who send you scriptures every day. I am so glad that they think about your
my well-being,
your spiritual well-being,
eternal soul. And thank you to all of you who send me A. Belmore. All of those who send me stickers, thank you so much. For all the people who tune in when I go live, when I look a mess, and when I don't,
And for those of you